Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, March 17th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, in collaboration with the GSM Association, Apple has announced they will add support for end-to-end encryption for RCS messages. This brings RCS much closer to iMessage in terms of security standards. The new RCS Universal Profile Standard 3.0 includes end-to-end encryption and was just released on Friday, so it's not exactly clear when the support will ship to customers. Apple says it helped lead a cross-industry effort to bring end-to-end encryption to the RCS Universal Profile. Apple first added RCS support to the iPhone with iOS 18.1 last fall. RCS enables much richer communication between iPhone and Android devices, including things like read receipts, typing indicators, and higher quality images and videos. However, until this week, the RCS Universal Profile did not support end-to-end encryption for messages sent over the protocol. While Google had its own version of RCS with support for end-to-end encryption, Apple stopped short of developing its own custom version and instead opted to work to update the Universal Profile with end-to-end encryption. In a statement, Apple said, quote, end-to-end encryption is a powerful privacy and security technology that iMessage has supported since the beginning, and now we are pleased to have helped lead a cross-industry effort to bring end-to-end encryption to the RCS Universal Profile published by the GSMA. We will add support for end-to-end encrypted RCS messages to iOS, iPadOS, macOS, and watchOS in future software updates. This update to the new version of the Universal Profile of RCS will also bring support for new features, including inline replies, editing messages, unsending messages, and better tap-back support for Android to iPhone communication. There's no word on when this updated version of RCS will ship to iPhone users, but we'd expect it sometime in the iOS 19 cycle, likely later this fall. In other news today, Ted Lasso was the first big hit on Apple TV+, but the show's fate has been up in the air since Season 3 concluded in May of 2023. Initially, we all thought that Season 3 would be the show's final season, but there have been a lot of hints recently that a Season 4 could happen after all. Now, Apple and Jason Sudeikis have made it official. Ted Lasso Season 4 is in the works. Sudeikis said that Season 4 of the show is being written as we speak. In addition to playing the title character, he's also a creator, writer, and producer on the show. Season 4 is expected to focus on Ted returning to London and coaching a women's team for AFC Richmond. There were initially some questions about Sudeikis' involvement with Season 4, but this seems to suggest that he'll have just as big a role in Season 4 as he did in the earlier seasons. Sudeikis will serve as an executive producer alongside Brendan Hunt, Jane Becker, Jamie Lee, Bill Rubel, Joe Kelly, Bill Lawrence, and Brett Goldstein. Apple has also signed Jack Burdett, a previous executive producer on the shows Nobody Wants This, 30 Rock, and Modern Family, as an executive producer on Ted Lasso, and as part of a new overall deal with Apple TV+. There's no word on when Season 4 of Ted Lasso will be released, but we wouldn't expect it until 2026 at the earliest. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year thanks to CardPointers. For today only, in celebration of St. Patrick's Day, 95 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 50% on CardPointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of the show. Running out today, we are 1 week removed from Apple's decision to indefinitely delay the more personalized version of Siri that was first announced at WWDC 2024, and the blowback hasn't let up. Now, Bloomberg has the details from an all-hands meeting for the Siri division inside Apple, where the Apple intelligence delays were panned as ugly and embarrassing. The meeting was led by Robbie Walker, a senior director of Siri and information intelligence at Apple. He's been at the company since 2013, working across Siri technology for that entire run. During the meeting, Walker reportedly emphasized that it's unclear when the promised Siri features will launch. This includes Siri with personal context, in-app actions, and on-screen awareness. Apple's goal remains to ship the features as part of iOS 19, but Walker said it doesn't mean that they'll hit that goal. In fact, in its current form, these new features only work properly up to 2/3 to 80% of the time. Walker reportedly said, quote, "We have other commitments across Apple to other projects. We want to keep our commitments to those, and we understand those are now potentially more timeline urgent than the features that have been deferred. Decisions on timing will be made on a case-by-case basis as work progresses on products planned for the next year. Customers are not expecting only these new features, but they also want a more fully rounded out Siri. We're going to ship these features and more as soon as they are ready." End quote. As far as accountability is concerned, Walker told staffers that there is intense personal accountability shared by John Gianandrea, Apple's Senior Vice President of Machine Learning and AI Strategy, and Software Chief Craig Federighi. Bloomberg says that Apple doesn't plan to immediately fire any top executives over this AI crisis. It is, however, planning management adjustments in response to the problems. Walker also called out Apple's marketing department's decision to promote these features even though they weren't ready. This is a decision that Walker says made matters worse. This includes showing a demo of the features at WWDC last summer, even though they were nowhere close to being ready to ship. It also includes advertising the features as part of the iPhone 16 launch last fall. Despite the struggles, Walker also praised the team for incredibly impressive features that have already shipped and doubled down on the goal of eventually shipping the world's greatest assistant. Walker told his staff that they should feel proud of the innovative work they've done up to this point. Hit the link in the show notes to read more quotes from this all-hands-on-deck meeting with Walker and the Siri team. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.